Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
What are we doing here, Claire?
What, today we're starting a podcast about...
about what?
About the workplace, I think.
Yeah. Because, do you know what, right? I always feel like whenever you and me are catching up, there's always some hilarious thing that's happened at work that we have to talk about, and that takes up a good proportion of our chat.
Yeah, it does.
There's always something funny going on, isn't there?
Always. There's a lot of people who work in the office where I am. It's open plan. Yeah, it's good crack.
There's loads of things that happen.
Yeah.
Ming and stuff. Mm-hmm. I know, because I was thinking, what are we going to call it? And I wanted to call it Mingers at Work.
You can't call it Mingers. Can we call it Mingers at Work?
I don't know. But there are so many Mingers at Work, aren't there?
That's going to narrow down the subject area a little bit.
Yeah, there's producer
week,
Jeff.
Week 46. Which Mingers are we looking at now?
Yeah, but it's amazing.
Then you'll start looking out for Mingers, won't you? And that's not nice, that's almost
That's
like...
all you'll see at work is Mingers.
That's bullying, actually, isn't
that's
it?
That's what I was going to say, yeah, it's forming on.
Yeah, but we're never going to identify the Mingers.
You're going to have
what
people...
What if it turns out you're the Minger?
Yeah, that's quite likely, actually.
It's all about me.
Yeah.
What's it going to be called? What are we calling it?
To know, what were you thinking?
Mingers at work.
I can't call it Mingers at work.
No, but I suppose it's like all the things that disgust you, make you laugh, annoy you at work. It's all those. It's the people who nick your food. It's the people who are gross in the loo. It's people who are at the time you accidentally touch someone's knee in a meeting. It's those
that
moments.
That was my boss. I touched his leg. And then I commented on how long his leg was.
Did you?
Yeah. I'd moved my leg, and then it was obviously, now thinking about it was obviously the table leg or the chair leg or something, but I thought it was his foot, and I was like, oh god, I'm really sorry. And he was like, oh, you didn't do anything. But it was like, oh god, I thought you had a really long leg. And then, you know, when you just say the words I know across the table.
Oh man, it's those awkward moments, isn't it? So maybe
I've got loads of awkward moments, but I think people spend so much time at work, so people are bound to have some great stories. I've got some brilliant stories. I've worked in various different places. You must have some great stories.
Yeah, from all the places
I've
reported from, like factories and offices, and having worked in some of them as well, and shops and places like that.
Yeah, so there's got to be, you know, it's got to be broad, I think.
Yeah,
because if we just have it to the toilet stuff, you're going to have people you're going to have half the workforce just hanging around toilets looking for funny stories or creating funny stories.
Yeah, we could damage productivity in the UK.
So, name-wise.
On the job.
On the job.
Ooh, does that not sound rude?
Well, that's the point. It's kind of...
Oh, right, okay.
Also, I like your... Because your name's Claire Waters, and I like Waterworks.
Yeah, you love playing on my name.
I know. I used to send a post all the time, and I still
you
do.
You still do?
And I put, Claire Waters the plants.
And that's how she addresses everything. That's how things, big boxes and stuff arrive at the house, and it's just Claire Waters the plants.
It's such a great name, though.
But I'd said, didn't I? Yeah, I'm married now to a cook, so that's, yeah.
Cook's good as well, because you say cook, and I say cook.
I say cook, yeah. So, yeah, well, I had a few, like, I was thinking of the things people say at work.
Yeah.
So you know that, like, you know, this doesn't make sense for a title, but you know when you come into work, you're like, hi, how are you? I'm all right for a Monday. Like, who's, like, what's that, what's... What is that?
I'm all right for Monday.
Do you know what I mean? But that's the kind of like small talk that people have, don't they? Have you ever heard about hump day before?
What day?
Hump day. Is that Wednesday?
Yeah.
Breaking the back of it.
Yeah, but somebody said that to me and I thought she was, it meant it was a day for, you know, making love. I just thought that was a day. So, and then I realised it's because it's midweek.
How long did it take you to realise?
Not long, because I was a little bit quiet for a little while, which is unlike me. And then she was like, and I was like, what? Why are you telling me that? And she's like, well, hump day, you know, Wednesday. And I was like, oh, right, like the middle of the week, the hump, right, I get it now.
Over the hump.
I didn't. I thought she was talking about
me
good times with her husband.
Steph once did an interview in the middle of Macclesfield.
I was wondering where you were going with that.
Right. Tuesday it was.
Was it not a hump day?
It could have been Wednesday, but it was very much a normal weekday when you would expect the nation to be at work, or at least, you know, doing something productive. Well, I suppose they were doing something productive.
What were they doing?
Go on, Jess.
No, you go on. I'm not even in it. I'm a producer.
We were recording this Radio 4 documentary, and we were with this architect who was explaining the architecture of Macclesfield to us and why it looks a certain way because of the industry was up there. And all of a sudden we could hear, oh, yeah, go on, go on, Frank.
Honestly.
We were like, who the hell is having sex on a
Frank?
Wednesday morning?
It's Frank.
And then we ended up having, because you'd already accidentally recorded a bit of it. So then it was used in BBC training programmes.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I know.
Good on Frank. Anyway, hump day. And then so, I was thinking,
what was the Monday thing? Oh. Not bad for a Monday.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not bad for a Monday, yeah.
That's quite, I've got a kind of, it sounds like we're clever.
Yeah. I like, yeah.
I'm not bad for a Monday.
Oh, you've got that, yeah. Not bad for a Monday. Yeah. Small talk, isn't it?
Yeah, what else do people say?
We've got a really popular thing at the moment, which is hot desking in the council.
Yeah,
and then I was
that.
Like, the hot desk?
Yeah.
You know, we're going to be a little bit gossipy.
But then that might limit us to offices.
We don't have hot desk. No, you don't have a hot desk.
Clocking
there.
Off? Oh, somebody's already done that.
Yeah.
Clocking on.
I did a presentation once because we have a flexi system where you clock in and you clock out.
Yeah.
And I had to do a presentation on the flexi, and obviously I said cock, didn't I? Am I allowed to say that?
Say cock on and
yes,
cock off?
Yes. Cock in and cock off. And I was really worried about saying it as well. We can't call it that, obviously, but yeah.
And then what did you do?
Because I just laughed, because what else can I do? Mm-hmm.
Do you know, my friend went back to work last week from maternity leave, and she was dead worried about not messing up, and she was like, really, because she hadn't been at work for a year, and you know, like lots of mums going
back,
panicking that she wasn't going to be good enough. And I was like, you'll be fine. Anyway, a day went totally fine, apart from she sent out an email, a group email, that meant to say, kick it out.
Right.
And she accidentally replaced the K with an L.
No.
No. There's a group email to everyone.
No.
I know.
I love an email. I love a funny email. But again, that's restrictive as well. Because, like, you know,
yeah.
When I used to dance, I didn't send emails. Just danced, you know. When I worked in retail, I didn't send emails.
Right,
yeah,
come on then. We need,
so we need
an overall title.
Okay. So we're struggling here, aren't we? Not bad for a Monday.
I think it has to be, I'm not bad for a Monday, though.
You wouldn't say that, though, would you?
I'm not bad for a Monday.
How are you doing? Not bad for a Monday.
I probably would say not bad for a Monday, yeah.
Right. Okay, not bad for a Monday. Waterworks.
Yeah, you like that, don't you?
I think we're going to be here a while.
Yeah.
Mingus at work.
Mingus
and other people at work. I told my boss he had a nice long leg.
Oh no, that is so embarrassing.
Well, this is what this is all about. This is about
a
virtual support group for all of us out there who deal with this shit.
Yeah, there's got to be some great stories come through.
And the stories are going to come from the people listening.
Yeah.
If there are those people listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my mum and dad.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I've already collected loads, man. Chatting to people.
And I've got loads.
Yeah. Oh, we're sorted then. Let's make a podcast.
Yeah.
So what's it called then?
Did my hair just go really like...
Yay.
Okay.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.